You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, Mets fans, hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving week. This is Tim McMaster at MLB.com. This week on the podcast, we're going to listen back to some of the most memorable moments of the 2017 season, starting with Jay Bruce homering twice back on April 10th.
Now Jay Bruce coming up. 0-1 pitch off speed is cranked in the air, deep to right field. This ball soaring and heading out of here. Jay Bruce reaccommodates one into the bleachers. And the Mets to within 2-1.
2-2 game. Mets with Cabrera at first, two out in the eighth, and here is Jay Bruce.
Bruce cracks one to deep right field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Jay Bruce hits it off his own picture.
Oh, the Bruce is loose, all right. His second home run of this game. It breaks the tie.
His fourth of the year, and it's 4-2 New York in the eighth.
The very next night, Yoenis Cespedes outdid Bruce by smashing three homers.
And now Cespedes with a chance to get the Mets on the board early. And Cespedes drives one deep center field. Back goes Herrera, going back, warning track. It's out of here! Yoenis Cespedes clears the center field fence for a three-run homer.
2-2, driven deep to left field. If it's fair, it's way out of here. It is fair, it's way out of here. It's 8-1 Mets, and it's batting practice against these guys. Yoenis Cespedes, two home runs in the first four innings.
Two out and nobody on, and now Cespedes, who has a three home run game in his career.
And Cespedes gets a hold of another one, deep left field. Kendrick goes back for a look, but Cespedes has done it again. His third home run of the night.
13th time, a three home run game for the New York Mets. Now, never mind David Ross, Cespedes and Reyes ought to be on Dancing with the Stars.
On May 5th, the Mets found themselves down 7-3 in the eighth against the Marlins when Wilmer Flores got the rally sparked.
Ziegler on to pitch in the home seventh. Bet by the end of the year it is. Punched the other way by Flores. Stanton will have to play it on a hop and has to barehand it as he nearly overran it. 3-2 to Reyes. And he pulls one down the line. That'll go to the corner. Flores hustling to third. Stanton plays the carom. Reyes with a double. And the Mets have second and third and nobody out.
Outfield tilted a bit to left. The pitch is rolled into left field. Base hit. One run's going to score. Reyes goes to third. It's Rivera with a single. They are all over Ziegler here. 3-for-3 against him. 7-4 score. Here's a pitch from Ziegler. Swing, roller in a center. Base hit. It's 7-5. Rivera stops at second as Reyes comes home. And here come the Mets. The overshift is on. And on 3-2, the pitch. Swing and a roller into left center. It goes. A base hit. Rivera is told to stop at third. They are loaded up.
And Rivera cranks one to left field. Osuna won't get it. It goes to the wall. Rivera is in. Cabrera scores. Conforto's held at third. It's a two-run double for T.J. Rivera. And the Mets have tied the game at 7.
Here's the pitch. He does. It's low, and the Mets have the lead. A four-pitch walk to Wilmer Flores.
With Jacob deGrom clinging to a 2-0 lead in the seventh inning against the Angels on May 19th, Jose Reyes saved the day with his glove.
Now the Angels have the bases loaded and nobody out, and can they afford to go any further with deGrom?
You got to go get him.
Sailed through the first six, trouble in the seventh. 2-2 to Espinoza.
Got him looking.
Big first out. And you're now in a position where a double play Houdini's you right out of this thing.
So Mike Socha is going to keep Albert Pujols in reserve and bring up Revere.
The 1-0 delivery from DeGrom. Swing. It's looped in a shallow center field. Back goes Reyes. He juggles. He makes the catch. What a play by Jose Reyes to keep it 2-0. An over-the-shoulder, no-look catch from Reyes, and he got it on the bobble.
Oh, Reyes playing patty cake.
Cameron Maben is the last hurdle to clear for DeGrom.
And Maben lifts one along the right field line, overcomes Bruce. Side retired. 7 scoreless for DeGrom.
Cespedes once again spent some time on the disabled list in 2017, and he came back with a bang on June 10th.
Base is loaded and one out. Mets looking for some insurance in the ninth, and they've got the perfect man coming to the plate.
And Cespedes, it's a rocket, deep left center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! for Cespedes, the Mets' second grand slam of the season, and it's 6-1 New York in the ninth.
Base is loaded and one out. Swing and a drive, well hit, left center. This may go back near the wall. It is gone. Grand slam, Yoenis Cespedes. He just now gets to first base. This may take a while to see him get around the bases, but that's okay. Four runs with one swing as Cespedes hits his seventh home run of the year, and the Mets are leading by a score of 6-1.
Curtis Granderson reached a milestone in clutch fashion on June 14th.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the Cubs 4, the Mets 4. Granderson leads off. One home run away from 300 in his career.
And Curtis hits one down the right field line, headed toward the corner.
For Granderson, it is his 300th Major League home run, and it gives the Mets a 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
What a spot for a big round number.
Congratulations on the milestone, Curtis Granderson.
Granderson with a drive down the line in right field, and that ball is gone!
In a matchup of a live young arm, against a once great veteran, Curtis Granderson is the one who prevails, and number 300 of an admirable career.
Not long after the Grandy man hit number 300, DeGrom came through with number one.
Jacob DeGrom lifts one to deep left center. Back in the gap goes Taylor at the wall.
It's out of here! Jacob DeGrom with his first Major League home run in his 177th at bat. DeGrom goes opposite field and ties the game.
DeGrom at bats left-handed and has batted very well this year. He is 9-for-29. Stroking this one high in the air left center. On the move, Taylor going back, turning, looking. It is gone! Jacob DeGrom does it by himself to get the Mets even with the Nationals.
Syndergaard is homered. Harvey is homered. And now Jacob DeGrom, a little Father's Day present in reverse for his one-year-old son, Jackson. I'll bet you Jackson winds up with that ball.
That would be a lovely thing.
Jose Reyes may not have the same speed he did in his prime, but he had enough to beat out an infield hit to walk off against the Cardinals on July 20th.
And the Mets have the winning run 90 feet away. Runners at the corners for Jose Reyes. Pulled on the ground towards first, picked behind the bag by Carpenter. Nobody covering first. Reyes dives across the bag. He's safe. Cespedes scores standing. Put it in the books. The New York Mets pull it out in the bottom of the ninth inning on an infield hit by Jose Reyes, and the Mets have picked up a split in this four-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals.
And Reyes pulls one over the bag. Carpenter playing deep, but the pitcher doesn't cover.
And Reyes is safe, and the Mets win the ball game. Rosenthal failed to cover first base. Reyes with the infield hit to win it. And the Mets have a walk-off victory, 3-2.
T.J. Rivera was at the center of one of the strangest plays of the year on July 21st, a Little League homer against the A's.
Rivera at third, Cespedes at second, Duda at first, T.J. Rivera at the plate.
Up the middle, base hit! Cabrera is in. Cespedes being waved home. The throw goes to third, and Duda is tagged out. T.J. to second. The ball goes into right field. It's going to roll around. T.J. coming around third. He will score easily.
How about that? They get Cabrera home. They get Cespedes home. But the throw to second trying to get T.J. Rivera sails into right field. If you want to call that a Little League homer, it's the second we've seen in a week.
The game is on the line, even though it's only the sixth inning. Grounded up the middle, base hit center field. One run scores. They're going to wave Cespedes. They're going to throw to third. And he is out at third. Throw to second. It goes into right field and nobody's there.
As it turns out, after all of that, three runs score on the play. And the New York Mets have taken a 5-3 lead.
Late in the season, the Mets got a boost from their young prospects, including top prospect Amed Rosario, who hit his first big league jack on August 11th.
Amed Rosario leads off. Rosario 2-for-3 tonight. Single to center, single to left. He scored two runs. And Rosario hits one out to right center field. It's deep. Back in the gap near the wall. It's out of here!
Amed Rosario! Rosario with his first major league home run. And it gives the Mets the lead in the ninth inning.
What a spot for Rosario against a pitcher who's been very stingy with the long ball. Rosario hits the first of his career, and the Mets lead it 7-6.
Here's a swing, a drive deep. Right center field, could it be? Rosario puts it up and out. It's a home run. It gives the Mets the lead. The first big league home run for Ahmed Rosario goes to the opposite field in Philadelphia.
We hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane. This has been MLB.com Extras Mets Edition. Thanks for listening.